Today, confirmation from the Taliban that one of Osama bin Laden's top military strategists is dead. Mohammed Atef was the author of the Al-Qaeda Network's Manual on Terrorism. He reportedly ran the group's training camps, plotted the 1998 bombings of U.S. embassies in Africa, and may have helped plan the September 11th attacks on the United States. U.S. and now Taliban officials say that Mohammed Atef died 3 days ago in a U.S. bombing raid outside of Kabul. Today's confirmation came as the Taliban continues its retreat to the south. It is as yet unclear what form of government will now take shape in areas previously controlled by the group. The former president of Afghanistan is reportedly in Kabul at this hour, his first appearance in the capital city since 1996. Ivan Watson is on the line from Kabul. Ivan, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
Have you seen President Rabbani?
Yes, I have. Just moments ago, he gave a press conference here at the Foreign Ministry in Kabul. He was flanked by his ministers of foreign affairs, the defense minister, General Fahim, the minister of the interior, as well as a number of other top commanders. He spoke to the foreign press corps here, first of all calling the events, the tumultuous events over the past week here in Afghanistan, a victory for Islam, for the Islamic world, and for peace and security in the world, as well as for Afghanistan. He made mention of an appeal to the United Nations, as well as an appeal to the international community to help reconstruct Kabul, which has suffered terrible damage over the past decade. He made an invitation, a repeated invitation, to Afghans abroad and within Afghanistan to come together to help form a council to set up some broad-based government in the future, which would help lead this country forward after more than 20 years of war.
Now, when you talk about broad-based, of course, the president has never formally relinquished his claim on power, and his army, as we understand it, is the largest faction in the Northern Alliance. Aside from saying broad-based, did he give any specific idea on how the Northern Alliance might be prepared to share power now?
There are very little specifics. The catchphrase has been, since the beginning of all of this, a broad-based, multi-ethnic government. But the fact is that the Northern Alliance is here. They've occupied all the key ministerial buildings, and their army is here, and they're the ones who, with the help of the U.S. and Britain, they're the ones who liberated this city, who drove the Taliban out. Mm-hmm. So they will undoubtedly have the biggest vote in whatever comes next. They are downplaying now cooperation with Rome, where the former king of Afghanistan, Zahir Shah, now resides. They're downplaying negotiations that they had with the deposed king earlier in September before the airstrikes began. Now they're appealing to the United Nations. They're waiting for an envoy to come here to help broker a peace process here.
A quick question in the 30 seconds we have left, Ivan. Who seems to be acquitting the civil authority in Kabul at the moment? Who's giving out traffic tickets? Who's repairing streetlights? That sort of thing.
Well, there's a security commission here that's headed by the top general in the Northern Alliance. That's General Fahim, the defense minister. It's not clear who exactly makes up this commission. And the commission and the government of the Northern Alliance are kind of side by side. So things seem to be developing day by day here. There is a fact that there are interior minister troops on the ground. They seem to be keeping law and order in Kabul.
Ivan Watson in Kabul, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.